What's the future of our bath and our kitchen? Well, we're going to find out this morning with George Oliphant from George to the Rescue. He is in Las Vegas for the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. Good morning, George. How are you today?
Good morning. It's great to be with you. Well, yeah, there's a lot going on with kitchens and baths here in Las Vegas right now.
Now, when we're talking about sort of the new for kitchen and bath, is it usually sort of something new that they do to like the appliances, our staples of, you know, the dishwasher, range, and or refrigerator? Where does it go from here?
Yeah, it really is incredible. I mean, right? I mean, how long have we had kitchens, and yet they continue to reinvent the wheel? I've come to this Kitchen and Bath Show. I think this is my 8th year in a row coming to this thing. And it really is just, if you're a home improvement enthusiast, a designer, a contractor, you're looking to do a project in your own home, it's definitely worth the trip out to Vegas for the Kitchen and Bath Show. It happens at the end of January, beginning of February every year. And it is just a feast for the eyes. Like, obviously there's your traditional stuff that you're used to seeing, fridges and ranges and, you know, dishwashers and whatnot. All the major brands are here. But then there's all, like, these new technology. You're like, gosh, man, look at what they're able to do. Like, for instance, I was over in the LG booth, and I saw their Counter Depth Max French Door refrigerator. Now, what I love about Counter Depth refrigerators is that it's a smaller footprint. It's going to allow, you know, a little bit more room in the kitchen. But with these, you still get all the same, you know, the same storage that you would with the traditional refrigerator. What they've done now is, like, for instance, I'm sure that you've sat there, you've opened up the fridge, and you're like, oh, what am I going to get today? You know, what am I going to eat? What's in here? Well, you know, that's obviously not very energy efficient. Let's all the cold air out. So with this fridge, it's got a mirror-coated instant view panel, meaning that you literally knock on it twice, it illuminates. You don't have to open the doors. You can see what's in there. And let's say it's something right in the door. You can actually have almost three doors on it. You can pull one door open and just get, like, your drinks or something, close it back up, open up, see the whole traditional fridge, all of your storage, all your different drawers and everything. And then this fridge also has four different types of ice cubes. So it's ready for your party. You want crushed ice, you want regular cubes, you want those really nice, round, clear ones you get with, like, a scotch or something like that. It makes all of those. So, yeah, these appliances, they're just, like, they're taking it to the next level, which is really fun and cool to see, especially for, like, a home improvement enthusiast like myself.
Four different types of ice cubes. This is the future of water, frozen water. I love this. This is great, George. Let's talk about some of the other things that we're looking at. Any other appliances that come your way?
Yeah. On that same note, like, so here's what what they do with the fridges. I at your kitchen suites, I saw their 48-inch dual fuel Pro Range. Now, this is the Swiss Army knife of Pro Ranges. I've never seen an oven like this in my entire life. Calling it an oven is probably doing it an injustice because it does so much more. Everything but slice and dice. It's got built-in sous vide, so if you're that master chef and you want to do that, it's ready to go. It has both induction and gas burners. It has two ovens. One is steam technology. So I was talking to these guys there, like, yeah, it's got this little panel. You fill it with water. You close it up. You get that thing going. You throw your lobsters right in there. You don't need to throw them in the pot. Throw some clams in there, what have you. It's going to steam them up, bring them out. You could do, you know, fish like that. You can do anything like that. So that's just one of, like, this is one oven. It's got literally everything you could imagine. I mean, I think it's appropriately nicknamed the Swiss Army knife of Pro Ranges because it really does anything and everything that a professional chef or somebody who loves just to cook and create stuff could ever need or want.
One of the things people want to make sure is they can see what they're cooking. How about lighting in there? I have different lights above, canned lights. I have some under the counter ones. And what's the new technology when it comes to that?
You're just like me. I love to see, like, you know, what's going on when I'm cooking and light. Well, so speaking of light, you know, we're getting inundated with blue light all the time. You hear about it, you read about it. It's coming from our screens, coming from our TV. It also comes from a lot of LED lights. Well, Sylvania was able to take that and turn it on its head, and they come up with a true wave LED, which is the closest thing to the sun's natural light. So it's going to reduce the eye strain and headaches you get from blue light. It helps you fall asleep faster. It's going to boost your mood. It's going to improve your productivity. It is really, it's amazing that seeing and feeling better is as easy as changing out your light bulb. I love seeing that because I've been getting those blue light glasses. I've been doing all those things. I've been reading about, how it messes with your rhythm. And I'm like, okay, hey, if I can do something as easy as changing out my light bulbs, make my life easier, why would I not do that?
Right. Let's talk about maybe our laundry room or bathroom. Any other areas you want to spotlight this morning?
Oh, totally. I mean, yeah. So, kitchen and bath. So right now we're talking about kitchens, we're talking about lights. But, yeah, the bathrooms, I mean, you know, every brand is there. Right out of Cleveland, Moen is there. I was in there checking out their booth. looking at all the different things they've done. Obviously, you know, it's toilets, it's sinks, it's showers, but what they've done with it, heads and what they've done, it's just like, you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't think you could do that, but now that I see that it's created, it makes sense. Like, why would you not do that? So it's really just a great, event for kitchens, baths, anything in the, and there's also the whole International Builder Show. So you got people from all over just showing some of the coolest stuff in the home.
Wow, it's great. It sounds like it's almost like a futuristic environment a lot of times. Let's talk about your show, George to the Rescue. What makes that so special for you when you come in and help folks who are in need of something in those areas?
Well, it really is just able to do something for somebody who would never be able to have this happen. And with George to Rescue, it's, you know, everyone wants something, but this is, you know, focusing on need. And we always prioritize those people to put others first, just inherently. Firefighters, police officers, nurses, teachers, military personnel. So being able to come in their homes, these are people who would never ask for help. And yes, sometimes they need it. You know, their plate is full, just like all of ours. And to be able to come in and fix up their home or help them out when they're dealing with some heavy stuff, I'm in season 14, 150 episodes deep, and I'll tell you what, I hope it doesn't end anytime soon, because it really is gratifying to be able to come together as a community and help those in our community who are hurt.
Sure. You ever leave your tools behind at a job site, or do you remember to pack them up before you move on to the next one?
Right now, I'm here in Vegas doing everything I can, meeting everyone I can. And then, we got three episodes underway and getting ready to start a fourth as soon as I get home.
Sounds good. Always busy and keeping us informed. George Oliphant from George to the Rescue. We appreciate your time this morning. We look forward to talking with you in the future again.
Definitely. Take care, guys.
Thanks. George to the Rescue. There you have George Oliphant. A lot of the new things involved in your kitchen and bath and all of that. I need more of that lighting just so I can make sure I can see if my counters are clean sometimes. I have sort of this granite stuff that has kind of an eared pattern on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great when you're in the showroom and you're looking, oh, this grates with the cabinets. Then after a while, when you get it home, you're thinking, I couldn't tell whether there was a crumb, piece of bacon, or some pasta, you know, on this counter until I kind of get down at eye level or wipe my hands on it, because it has so many different textures to it. Maybe that's a good thing, because people won't know until they get up close to see it.